Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. We're your hosts, Mike and Kim Burge from Valentine, Nebraska, and reminding you that if you have items to use on The Good Stuff, we would appreciate you if you would send those to us. Include the name of the author if you have that with you handy. We always appreciate giving credit where credit is due on that. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's kimhburge@gmail.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, they are a reliable source for your agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, so much more across a whole number of states. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Stop by and check them out Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. They have an ever-changing inventory of antiques and collectibles at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Okay, Mike, here we are with the good stuff. I've got a really short one to kick things off. Suzanne Schultz sent this to us, and I'm not quite sure. I think it might be a true story, but here we go. A grandmother sat with her young grandson at his first baseball game. Trying to help him understand the game, Grandma told him, "When our team is up to bat, we don't want strikes." Her grandson looked up at her and asked, "Are spares okay?"
We can do spares.
Yeah, we'll allow for that. Thanks so much for sending that, Suzanne. We both thought that was very, very cute.
This is called The Unlucky Nail, and I don't know for sure who wrote this, but I thought it was good enough we were going to share it with you on The Good Stuff. In the year of 1845, a merchant had done good business at the fair. He had sold his wares, had filled his bag, and had gold and silver. Then he set out at once on his journey home, for he wished to be in his own house before nightfall. At noon, he rested in the town. When he wanted to go on, the stable boy brought his horse, saying, "A nail is missing, sir, in the shoe on his left hind foot." "Let it be wanting," answered the merchant. "The shoe will stay on for the 6 miles I still have to go. I'm in a hurry." In the afternoon, he got down at an inn and had his horse fed. The stable boy came to the room and said to him, "Sir, a shoe is missing from your horse's left hind foot. Shall I take him to the blacksmith?" "Let it still be missing," said the man. "The horse can very well hold out for a couple of miles more. I'm in a hurry." So the merchant rode forth, but before long, the horse began to limp. He had not limped long before he began to stumble, and he had not stumbled long before he fell down and broke his leg. The merchant had to leave the horse where he fell and unstrap the bag, take it on his back, and go home on foot. "That unlucky nail," said he to himself, "has made all of this trouble." So I guess the moral of the story is take care of that one missing nail before it becomes a downed horse.
That's right.
What else do you have to share today, Kim?
Here's a football story, Mike, from quite a few years ago that was sent in to Jim, actually. The coach had put together the perfect team for the Oakland Raiders. The only thing that was missing was a good quarterback. He had scouted all the colleges and even the high schools, but he couldn't find a ringer quarterback who could ensure a Super Bowl win. Then one night while watching CNN, he saw a war zone scene in Afghanistan. In one corner of the background, he spotted a young Afghanistan soldier with an incredible arm. He threw a hand grenade straight into a third-story window 200 yards away. Kaboom. He threw another hand grenade into a group of 10 soldiers 100 yards away. Kablooey. Then a car passed going 90 miles an hour. Bullseye. "I've got to get this guy," said the coach to himself. "He has the perfect arm." So he brings him to the States and teaches him the great game of football. The Raiders go on to win yet another Super Bowl, and Al Davis is very happy. The young Afghani is hailed as a great hero of football. And when coach asks him what he wants, all the young man wants to do is call his mom. "Mom," he says into the phone, "I just won the Super Bowl." "I don't want to talk to you," the old woman says. "You deserted us. You are not my son." "I don't think you understand, Mom," the young man pleads. "I just won the greatest sporting event in the world. I'm here among thousands of my adoring fans." "No, let me tell you," his mother retorts. "At this very moment, there are gunshots all around us. The neighborhood is a pile of rubble. Your two brothers were beaten within an inch of their lives last week, and this week your sister was assaulted in broad daylight." The old woman pauses and then tearfully says, "I'll never forgive you for making us move to Oakland."
Oh, no. Ooh, that took an evil twist at the end.
It did.
This reminder, no one has more driving ambition than the boy who wants to buy a car. If you have items to contribute to the good stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to the good stuff.